Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Ed, good morning, everybody. Welcome in to another edition of Darren Donick and Chase. Willie Donick here on the east side. Chase McCabe also hanging out with us towards the west side. Elijah Campbell back in the studio. Darren is off today. A big Monday coming at you. Some positive news this morning involving no positive tests. So it's positive that there were no positives for the Titans. That's one day. If you've been following the story throughout the weekend, the Titans, of course, had 6 consecutive days where they had at least one positive test, and that was not good news. They have to have back-to-back days of no positives to get back into the facility. So if they are positive-free tomorrow, then they could get back into the facility on Wednesday. We'll see if there's any more new news that comes out, but that is at least good news for now that the streak, not a good streak, was broken today. So, good news. Let's keep our fingers crossed because it has been really, really tough for the Titans. Of course, they didn't play yesterday. There was a big day of NFL games to chew on. We'll talk about that. Tennessee had another impressive win against Missouri. We'll talk about that at noon with Vince Ferrara. So, we'll get to a lot of things today on our show. So, we're looking forward to getting through. Chase, what's going on?
Oh, not too much, Willie. Just hanging out here on the west side. And it was definitely weird yesterday not having a Titans game to watch or to talk about. I mean, we all knew that that was going to be the case. It was just like a bye week. But, you know, you go through the whole week that we went through wondering, all right, what's going to happen? And then you finally get to Sunday and go, okay. There's nothing going on with the Titans. So I watched the Cleveland Browns beat up on my Cowboys, and Dallas has no defense at all. Have an offense, but no defense, so there's that. And that was my day. Watched a little racing at Talladega as well.
We did have some good entertainment, the games we did have yesterday, especially the noon games. The Browns-Cowboys game was shown locally, as well as Tom Brady's comeback win over the Chargers. So plenty to watch. That was fun, although it probably wasn't fun for you because you – still have some emotional ties to the Cowboys. But, Chase, I know we'll get into it a lot throughout the day because I'm curious to see if anything comes out on the investigation that the NFL and the NFL Players Association did on the Titans throughout the weekend and whether that's all wrapped up and what results did they find. Because in the meantime, I thought it was fascinating, the whole situation with the Patriots. I thought the moment that it came down on Saturday morning that Cam Newton had tested positive, I thought there would be no way that they could play the Chiefs game against the Patriots tonight, especially with the Patriots going on the road. I just didn't think there would be enough time to sort out all the incubation periods and whatnot. Right. They did make an adjustment to what happened with the Titans and the Vikings. So we're all learning about the protocols and whether there have been adjustments to the protocols. I think sitting here in Nashville, I'm really curious as to all the entire system here, because was it the Titans that did something wrong? They were allowed to fly to Minnesota after knowing that Shane Bowen was tested positive. So the equivalent of having Cam Newton testing positive, I thought that would be, well, you got to shut it down. You saw what happened to the Titans. But there haven't been any additional positive tests from the Patriots. So as we speak, I think the Patriots are probably up in the air right now, right? I saw the cavalcade, the police escort to the airport. I'm assuming by now the two planes have taken off. They took the precaution of separating the group, having the group that was not around Cam Newton on one plane and a group of people that had had close contact with Cam Newton on a separate plane. So this is the all-important flight. It's not a short flight going all the way to Kansas City, but if all goes according to plan, they'll play tonight.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be very interesting what you were saying to hear from the NFL, what they found out. I know we have a clip of Adam Schefter that we'll play in just a second about the NFL's investigation and how they're not exactly happy with the Titans right now. We'll get that in just a second. But if they did something wrong, then the things that I want to hear from the NFL, I want the NFL to explain what they did wrong, and in the moment that that happened, I want the Titans to explain, did they knowingly do wrong, or is this all part of the protocols and everybody figuring it out? I want to know the process, and I think it's very important for both sides to be transparent on that, because as we have seen examples of everything working fine and teams adhering to rules, but we've also seen in baseball especially examples where it hasn't worked and there have been outbreaks, and I think that it is very important that we figure out why that happened. So here's Adam Schefter talking about the investigation that the NFL is conducting and how they're not happy with the Titans.
In the meantime, the league is investigating. It's my understanding the Titans, I mean, obviously it would behoove the league to get to the bottom of how this started.
And the NFL and the NFLPA have spent the weekend combing through the Titans facility. And I have been told that they have been ordered, the Titans have, to turn over videotapes of everything that's gone on in their building. And I think that the league is not happy with the way the Titans have handled this particular situation in terms of the protocols. As it was explained to me, this is not the protocols not working. It's the protocols not being followed in Tennessee. And if that is indeed the case, then it will not surprise me if the NFL makes an example out of the Titans and winds up disciplining them in some form or fashion, be it in the form of fines and or draft picks. But I don't think the NFL is going to let this slide. The NFL spent the weekend there. Don't think they're particularly pleased with what they've seen and heard. We'll see what the results of the investigation yield. But this is why the NFL and the NFLPA have been in the Titans facility, going over videotapes, seeing who has and hasn't been wearing a mask, seeing who is and isn't following the rules, because the NFL needs the cooperation of everybody to make this season work. And right now, it's getting a lot of cooperation, and a lot of people have done a great job, but not everybody has bought in.
There you go, Adam Schefter.
Well, this to me is a huge story, because it doesn't look good for the Titans that the Patriots and, as you mentioned, the Chiefs, the kid out of Ole Miss, their practice squad quarterback, did test
Jordan
positive.
Jordan Tamu.
Jordan Tamu, yeah. But they were able to keep it to one where the Titans had a spread. So what went wrong? We don't have the answers to that. We take the Titans at their word, Mike Vrabel being the spokesperson, that they followed all the protocols. The NFL, somewhere along the line, allowed them to fly to Minnesota, right? The league has to explain that. If they're going to come in and crack down, as Adam Schefter is suggesting, about not following the protocols. If the protocols weren't followed, then why were they allowed to fly to Minnesota?
Well, here's my question. With the way the protocols are set, can a team make the league think that they followed the protocols when they haven't? Like, have they, you know, they're asking for videotape. So clearly, I'm not going to say clearly, but that to me makes me think, all right, maybe they said one thing. Yeah, we've all been wearing masks. Okay, well, we want to make sure, because you have an outbreak. So you say that you've been 6 feet apart. You say that you've been wearing masks. You say that you've been doing everything that we have put in place, but you have cameras throughout your building. So we need to see that. So if they're telling the NFL, yeah, we've done everything, then, you know, now I agree that there should be a little more than just taking the team's word for it before you put them on a plane after you know what's going on with Shane Bowen. But so I think there's certainly two sides to it.
Well, Schefter's written report that came out on Saturday to me is important. I was surprised that he didn't really specify that in that clip that we just said, or clip that we just played for you, because I want to read what he put out there, because to me, this is the key. And I was listening to Joe and Robbie this morning kick this around, and Joe made this point. Adam Schefter has a lot of league sources, right? I don't know that he's got a source within the Titans that's revealing this, right? This, to me, he's representing the league's side of this. And he would not be the first person among national reporters where there's a perception. And I think Adam Schefter is an outstanding reporter. But there's a lot of perception sometimes that some of these national reporters tend to get the league side of things out there, right? It looks better for the league as a whole, hey, the Titans didn't follow our protocols, than, hey, the Titans followed the protocols, but the NFL had some slack protocols here, right? That's a better narrative for the league. Now, we don't know what the facts are, right? We're not going to know until somebody comes forth. Either the Titans have to defend themselves publicly, or we wait for the league's report and see that. But here's the key. This is from Schefter on Saturday. The investigation is focused on Titans outside linebackers coach Shane Bowen being the first in the organization to contract the coronavirus, and a potential failure by at least some to report symptoms and wear a mask. One source told ESPN that he suspects that the spread started with the Titans coaching staff. Bowen was exposed to individuals who had been exposed to the coronavirus, according to a source. NFL employees are required to report being around anyone who has contracted the coronavirus, or to not go into work if they have been around those individuals. Now, if that happened, and that's if, then I do think that could be a major fault on the Titans' part. And I can see how that happens, right? You don't want to be that guy that says, oh, guys, I hate to tell you, but I can't come in. I can't come in because I've been around somebody. That's hard to do sometimes. Your instinct is like, well, I'm not sick. I don't feel bad. Maybe it'll be okay. I'm just going to go in and not tell anybody. I'm sure that has happened to many people in many walks of life, and it turns out this way. So to me, that's really the biggest thing. If you go through all the videotape, this is, Joe made this point. If you go through all the videotape, I'm sure you'll find some coaches or some players at some point in time not having the mask on, right? I'm sure every team has not been perfect with having the mask on at every single moment you're supposed to have the mask on. But I think as long as,
but now
as
you're long
as
have
it's not
to
a, it's not as it's a overall if it's a overall lax thing, then that should show after watching a certain amount of tape, right? If it's hey, they're not paying any attention to this, then that's one thing. If you got a person here, a person there, to me that's not big a deal. But coming in when you know you've been around people that have had the coronavirus, now that's a big violation if that's what happened.
Yeah,
I want to know. Let's hear it.
Yeah, and I want to know too, because I don't want to,
because they got
to
decide what's going on by tomorrow, right?
Sure.
Tomorrow they need to know if they don't have another, if they have another day of no positives, and let's keep our fingers crossed again, then it should be game on Sunday, right?
Right. Yeah.
So we need to know what the penalties are, if anything.
Sure, and you know, because right now we're doing a whole lot of speculation, and that's natural, because I have some thoughts in my head that I'm not gonna spit out, because I don't think that's fair. But I think that a lot of people have probably, okay, well, if they violated some things, you know, was it this and this? I do agree with you. And Frederick, who's listening from Stockbridge, Georgia, sent this in on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. The NFL allowing them to get on the plane caused the spread. I do believe that you're onto something, that if the Titans were lax on some things, if Shane Bowen came in when he wasn't supposed to, okay, that's on them. But if the league knew what was going on, because according to the Titans, they've been very forthcoming with the league, if the league knew that and still allowed them to all get on the plane and fly to Minnesota and play the game, then that's on the NFL too. I do agree with you on that. So I what's going to be important in all of this is when the league completes their investigation, that they're forthcoming about things that they did wrong too. And I don't know if they will be, but I think they should.
All right, we're going to continue with this on the other side. If you have comments, questions, takes, whatever you want to say about this whole situation, where it's going, I mean, none of us really have the answers. We're trying to spell out as best we can the information that has been given and what we understand about what's going on. But your thoughts, 737-1025, call us or text us, not the state. by the way, the Texans are 0-4. We'll get to that at some point. And we'll go around the AFC South. But on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, we want to hear what you think. 737-1025. We're just getting started.
And there is no more wiggle room in the schedule at this point for the Titans, correct?
No, their bye week has been used up here, and now we get into alternative scenarios. And I think what may wind up happening here, again, the league has talked about and discussed these issues. It has formed a committee to basically judge what is fair and what's not fair. And people who serve on that committee include Bill Polian and Marvin Lewis and some of the great people, Tom Coughlin, who have been around the game. Their job is to determine what's fair and what's not fair. What you may see happen in the end is that this year, this season, who goes to the playoffs will not be based on the number of wins. It may be win percentage in the end. The Tennessee Titans may be, let's just say, 10-5, and another team in their division may be 11-5, and the Titans might win the division, or the other team would win if they had a better win percentage. So, again, we're getting into all sorts of different scenarios here that, in a way, almost seemed inevitable with the pandemic going on.
Adam Schefter getting to a lot of issues that we went backwards and forwards on last week. Potential extra week at the end of the season. Playoffs in a bubble. Would they have to get to that? Will this be the last team? Will the rest of the league snap into place and avoid this down the road? Seems unlikely, but we don't know. But a very interesting twist with the Chiefs-Patriots game still on as we speak for tonight. Even though the Patriots have to fly day of game all the way to Kansas City, they won't get there until about noon. And they're going to play tonight without their quarterback. So this is tough. But they were able to contain it to just Cam Newton, and they kept their game on. The Titans have a lot of issues. And so right now, Chase, let's kind of give the lay of the land, because I don't know, I don't think we're going to hear from Mike Vrabel today. I haven't seen anything along those lines. But let's look at the scenario possibly of the team gets back in on Wednesday. They're cleared to play, but they have to play a 4-0 Bills team that looks darn good right now, and it would be likely that they would be without every single player on the COVID list plus the injured players.
Yes. Now, how I understand the rule, that if a player goes on the COVID-19 list to come off, if they are asymptomatic, they have to be on it for 5 days and then have consecutive negative tests within 24 hours of each other. So you take a test, wait 24 hours, take another test, wait 24 hours, and you're good. But if they show symptoms, it's 10 days. And we know that Mike Vrabel has said that there have been some on the staff or players he wouldn't specify that have had flu-like symptoms. So this is the list of players that are currently on the reserve COVID-19 list. The fullback, Kari Blasingame. The long snapper, Bo Brinkley. So those two right there, we know that this system, they like to use a fullback. Kari Blasingame is kind of a hybrid. He's a running back, fullback. Bo Brinkley, got to have the long snapper. So those two right there, that's important. Kamale Correa is a great role player at linebacker for this team. Rookie Christian Fulton, who already has a pick in his young career, he's been somebody that they've had to use a lot because of they've been so thin at cornerback. Adam Humphries, slot receiver. And then on the defensive line, Daquan Jones, and then we found out over the weekend, Big Jeff, Jeffrey Simmons, is another one, and then we know Isaiah Wilson has been on the reserve. The practice squad, Cam Batson, that's important because with Humphries out, he's somebody you could elevate to replace him. He's not available. Tommy Hudson, a tight end, and Greg Maben, another corner. So those are the players that are on the reserve COVID list. And definitely something you got to pay attention to, Willie, because you're going to be thin at some spots. You're going to have to make some roster moves, especially like if you want somebody that can play a fullback type role like Kari Blasingame. Do you have somebody on your practice squad that can fit that? You got to go find a long snapper. We joked about Ken Amato last week being over at Vanderbilt. You know, I know that's obviously not what they're going to do, but they have to go sign a long snapper to replace Bo Brinkley if he's not able to play on Sunday. So the Titans, if they're able to go, they'll have their work cut out for him.
And I think because the NFL is going to do everything they can to have this game played on Sunday, you know, they may not have a choice. If there's another round of positive tests, then that could be another story. But let's go on the presumption right now that the game is on for Sunday. So you have to prepare your team when you haven't gathered in over a week. You throw them together on Wednesday, and then you have this huge puzzle. So let's take it by position group. Correa and Simmons and Daquan Jones along your defensive front. In the defensive secondary, where you're thin to begin with, no Fulton. Still don't know about Adoree Jackson. And then, as you said, specialists. Long snapper. Huge issue, which we've discussed a lot. And the one real fullback that you have on the team. You can work around that with tight ends, I think, but that's a specific guy who fills a role not only as the fullback, but also on your special teams, not having him. And then, last but not least, wide receivers. Not the deepest position group on the team, but if you don't have A.J. Brown, and then you add two more guys to that list, including Humphreys, who's a critical guy, you know, then you got to go play the Buffalo Bills. That is a really, really tough scenario presenting itself.
So looking at the practice squad, obviously they did sign Chester Rogers a few weeks ago, who is a veteran. So my guess is he would be elevated to the active roster and probably get some playing time, like you mentioned, if A.J. Brown is not good to go. Now, the hope is that the off week, that maybe you do get some of these guys back. That is A.J. close? You know, is Adoree Jackson close to being able to play? That could be a positive. We won't know that for a while. Wyatt Ray is a defensive end, outside linebacker that had a very good camp for them, somebody that they really liked. I believe that he would be in play as potentially being on the active roster for Sunday against Baltimore. Kareem Orr has been here at corner. So they do have some pieces available on the practice squad, which is exactly why the NFL expanded the practice squads, allowed them to add veteran players for this very situation. But, you know, at the end of the day, they're on the practice squad for a reason and not the main roster. You're going to be definitely down some talented players, and these guys are going to have to step up. So, again, hopefully they get some of these guys, you know, they're on that 5-day plan and they'll be cleared and be able to play, but we just won't really know. Now, as for the week and what it looks like, on a normal game week, Monday they come in, they review film, they work out. They're not on the practice field until Wednesday anyway. Now, they've been off for a week, but Wednesday would be on schedule when it comes to actually being on the practice field. So that's not horrible. Now, I do wonder, will the NFL look at the potential of maybe playing Monday? I doubt it. They probably just keep everything as is. If the Titans are clear and can get into the building on Wednesday, they'll just have to deal with it. But I think that's another piece of this puzzle of, okay, what is a week off out of the facility, not able to work out like usual, you know, at the facility? What is that going to look like for the Titans?
Yeah, I think, you know, it was the last time we heard from Mike Vrabel, he was really hoping for today that they'd be back.
Right.
Because they haven't been together. You know, they've been Zooming, I'm sure, and doing a lot of discussing behind the scenes, but just getting out, going through the paces and doing your stuff as a team is important for sure. So what a monumental challenge this is going to be in the short term. Hopefully you work through it, and then by the end of the year, like the Marlins and the Cardinals, you know, you get through it and you find a way out the other side. And the great news to me, I thought about this all weekend. Thank goodness they're 3-0. If they were 1-2,
right,
or, you know, somewhere in there, let's just say 1-2, they would have a massive hill to climb because you have to think they're going to have to pay a price on the field here. If they are able to get through this unscathed, I'd be totally shocked. And they're even more loaded than I ever thought they were. Right? Right now, I think they're a very good team that has been fortunate to win all three games. They deserve to win all three games, and they have a lot of great things going for them because I think they do the little things, but they're not a juggernaut. And this is going to be really tough to overcome. Now, I think, you know, the Bills are 4-0, but I'm sure the people that watch the Bills are saying, you know, they're not perfect. They're supposed to have this tremendous defense. It hasn't been all that great, right? Josh Allen has hit a new level. Stephon Diggs has made a giant difference on their offense, which suddenly is an offense that is scoring a lot of points. But we'll have to cross that bridge. I don't know if it would matter who the opponent is, but it's a quality opponent, and the Titans, I think, are likely going to be very hamstrung with the lineup here. Now, you mentioned some of the particulars, Chase, about getting off of the COVID list. That's going to be very important because if the number is 10 for 10 of the guys on the COVID list that can't play on Sunday, that's very different than if it's 5 for 10. Right. Every single guy that they could possibly get off that list by the protocols would be important. But once again, you get into sort of our mindset sometimes as sports fans. It's like, can you go or can you not go? If some of these guys have had symptoms, then number one, they're probably not going to get off the list to begin with. But you kind of assume that, oh, he's back, he should be fine. But we know it affects everybody differently. And there are plenty of people that have said, hey, it took me a while before I really felt good and felt like myself out there.
Yeah, and Isaiah Wilson's been on the COVID list for how long?
I do wonder about the other side of that list. How long can you keep a guy? It's pretty convenient right now to have him on that COVID list because they have no plans to play him anyway.
Right. That's
he's nowhere near ready to play.
That's one thing that I've wondered about. You know, can you like store a guy on it?
Well, that's, you know, that's a good question.
And I don't think it's designed for that, but it does feel, because anytime Isaiah Wilson's brought up to Mike Vrabel, he's like, he's still on the COVID list. I mean, he just doesn't give you anything. And so I do wonder if there's some of that. But, you know, I heard, I think it was Schefter explain it over the weekend, that it's 5 days if you're asymptomatic and then 2 negative tests, 10 days if you do have symptoms, and then 2 negative tests. So it's just a wait and see. And something to consider that some of these guys, you know, you got to go with the timeline too. It's from the point that they got put on the list. So some of these guys early in this, I mean, it'll be what? Maybe tomorrow? But like a Bo Brinkley, somebody like that. I mean, it's been 5 days. So do they have symptoms or do they not? Now, 10 days, we know that'll take a little bit longer. So I'm a little surprised that there's no media availability today. I kind of figured that maybe we'd hear from Mike Vrabel.
I'm not surprised.
But you think they're just laying low right now.
I'd love to see at least a statement. I mean, I would love for them to address it, but I think there's too many things right now that are up in the air. Unless the NFL is ready to present their findings and the NFLPA of what happened last week. I mean, it's a major, major thing what they find.
Yeah.
Right? And that imagine if they're going onto the field and playing the Bills with a depleted roster, and on top of that, they've had some sanctions levied against them because they didn't follow the protocols. That's going to be a big thing if it comes down that way. And if you Adam Schefter is the one saying there could be. Now, I don't know what they would be, a draft pick or major money. I mean, nothing really would hit unless it's a draft pick, right? Nothing that they couldn't overcome. Yeah, if it's money,
if
that's
it's a
one
fine,
thing.
They don't care. It's got to be a draft pick.
But you heard a lot of implications or a lot of suggestions from Schefter. The words "making an example out of the Titans."
Yeah,
and if they're dead to rights of violating the protocols, then I think there will be some loud sanctions. Because the nightmare for the league would be that this happens to 3 or 4 teams throughout the course of the season. Because then your season really becomes a problem. As you heard Schefter speculate, you could have a situation where some teams don't complete the entire 16 games. And that could create some other issues. So in trying to complete the season, if this kind of scares everybody into staying on guard and not getting lax with the protocols, then the Titans are the unlucky group or the lucky group, whatever, however you want to label it, as being the first.
Yeah.
And so they will take the hit. If they've got them, if they've got the evidence that they really did something wrong. Because remember, we've heard nothing but Mike Vrabel saying, we followed everything. He would make reference to the number of protocols. We followed them verbatim, he said. Well, we'll find out, I guess, if the league agrees. Hopefully they do.
Well, and if they don't, if they do find that there were things that were done wrong, I expect the Tennessee Titans, and I say this like this is what I want, but I expect them to come out and say it like, okay, this is where we messed up. You know, I don't need Vrabel to be dismissive or not want to answer a question. I mean, this is you've been caught and now you gotta fess up to it. If that is the case, if that's what the NFL finds out. On the other side of that, if the NFL finds that they did follow the protocols and they were the ones that didn't investigate this further when they had a positive test and they let them get on the plane, then the NFL needs to admit their wrongdoing. But
100%. And I think the NFL should clarify the difference between the Titans and the Patriots. Because the Patriots, because it's different no matter what they decide. Something changed. Because the Titans were able to get on the flight on Saturday and play on Sunday. The Patriots were not allowed to get on the flight on Saturday. But they pushed it back a day, and they were allowed to fly 48 hours later to play the game on Monday. And we know the difference is nobody else tested positive. But that's still different, because if everything were the same, the Patriots still would have flown to Kansas City on Saturday, right? With the one positive test. That's the same thing.
Right.
It's Bowen and Newton. Those are the only two that tested positive, right? Titans flew, Patriots didn't. So something changed. Right?
Yeah. No,
that's how I see it.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I agree with you.
So I'd like to hear that clarification just from my own, like, I think we all want to know.
But they need to clarify. These are the things that these, you know, so many times a league or a team or whatever, they just want to keep everything in-house and close to the vest. But in a situation like this, they do need to clarify. And they need to say, this is why we came to this conclusion, but this is what we're going to change or what have you. Because if people, and I know they're going to be distanced, but if people are going to spend their money and go to a stadium to watch these games, I think they have a right to know everything that's you know, coming out from these investigations, what protocols are being followed, what aren't, what's changing. I feel like that people have a right to know that.
I think all the other teams, if you're sitting there from things, if you're the Seattle Seahawks way off in, you know, the Pacific Northwest, you want to know what specifically is going on. So let's hope that we get some clarification there. All right, 737-1025, we've got to take a break. When we come back, we'll come down the stretch of hour number one. We'll get Teron Davenport in on the action at 11. This is What I Know coming up later. And, of course, we'll go to Knoxville at noon. Stay tuned. 615-737-1025 if you want to weigh in. We're coming back with more of Darren, Donick, and Chase.
And, Adam, as you reported this morning, the Tennessee Titans had two more positive tests, a player and a staffer. That brings the total number for the Tennessee Titans to 20 who have tested positive since last week. This means this is the only team with a true outbreak that has impacted the NFL schedule, with the schedule being moved around, where the Titans-Steelers games postponed, and then the games being made up in Week 7 and Week 8 involving three teams, Titans, Steelers, and Ravens. The one thing that the league and the NFL Management Council and the NFL Players Association, whether you want call it a review or an investigation, just pick your term, they have been in Nashville. They're reviewing everything they're at with the Titans as to why this happened. They think they have found some obvious breaches of protocol, and that will be discussed on Monday. with the NFL owners and other executives in a conference call that is scheduled to be held. Not just the findings so far, but as well as protocols they want to see enforced and possibly added. But they're happy overall. Only 420,000 tests, Adam. As you know, only outside of the Titans, only 8 or 9 players in the league have tested positive. So overall, there's not a big shocker. They just want to prevent what has happened in Nashville and Tennessee with the Titans going forward.
There's Chris Mortensen that was on our show last week discussing this very thing. Conference call. Not sure what time that is, but that'll be an interesting conference call.
I would love to be on that.
And the finding, he used the term finding so far with the Titans situation. I wonder what else would you need to know at this point? If you've been here and everybody's been transparent, then shouldn't you should know by now what you needed to find, right? Unless people are hiding things. I hope that's not the case. This is too important. You gotta learn from mistakes. You gotta admit you made mistakes if you did. And the league, you know, if you're the Titans or the league, right, with the protocol, say, well, that is the protocol. We might need to change that protocol. So that's the important question.
Let me read something to you real quick, Willie, because somebody sent Joe Dubin sent me this during the break. This is out of the Wall Street Journal. On September 25th, Tennessee Titans assistant coach Shane Bowen worked in close contact with players during practice without wearing a mask or face covering. Photos show. He also took a COVID-19 test the next day. That result came back positive. He didn't fly with the team to Minnesota for a game against the Vikings, but the players who had been in close proximity to him weren't isolated. That paragraph right there is, I think, I mean, that's a huge red flag.
So that's the Wall Street Journal reporting that?
Yeah, that was a clip that Joe sent me. And that's obviously got to lead to
that's
an investigation.
Interesting. It's the Wall Street Journal that has that. That's a key piece of info, if that's true. I would think you'd hear something ESPN or NBC or CBS and not Wall Street Journal, but that is a critical piece of info. And that brings me to Newton. Okay? Cam Newton was in the huddle. He was practicing all week, right? Was he wearing a mask during practice? I don't know if the players are expected while they're going through the paces of practice to wear a mask.
I think they are now because of everything going on.
Right, maybe. But even so, Kari Blassingame tested positive on Saturday, way after. How many days after that? So that's 6 days, right? Cam Newton, who's to say that the Patriots couldn't have a couple of tests that are positive today, tomorrow, even Monday, right? It's the same timeline. And you're telling me that flying on a separate plane with the people that might be or the people that were around Cam Newton, you're satisfied that you can play this game and be sure that there's no other tests coming down the road? How can you be sure? That's what is confusing to me as to what's so different about the Patriots situation and the Titans situation. So I'm still a little surprised that the game is on tonight.
I am too.
And they were allowed to fly. I mean, we know that now that they're up in the air and flying, that they feel pretty confident that because on a flight, that's something I think we're all curious about too, is was the flight a key in spreading it with people that had been around Shane Bowen?
I've always thought of and I don't pretend to be an expert on this, but of an airplane is like a giant incubator. I mean, that everything is just, you know, in there and is going to float around within the plane. So you do wonder if that's the case. Now, if it comes out, if tomorrow or Wednesday or whatever, they play this game tonight and all of a sudden you have 3 or 4 positive tests from both teams, the NFL's got a major problem on their hands that they completely botched this.
Well, they're fortunate that the Vikings didn't have any positives. Vikings played their game yesterday, actually won. So that simplifies it from the league standpoint. But I am not a health expert or anything, but it just sounds strange to me that you would still feel that confident that even though you don't have any positive tests right now, what's different about this than the Titans on that Saturday where they were allowed to fly? Because At the time they flew, Shane Bowen was the only person that had tested positive, right?
Right.
Everybody else was negative on that Saturday, but they weren't negative on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday of the following week. So how do we know what's going to happen from the Patriots until tomorrow, the next day, you know, all these coming days?
We don't.
That's a big flaw in the NFL's, like, their whole protocol, too, is they don't have day of game testing. They don't test the day of games. So, like, what happened if they did test on the day of games and Daquan Jones would have tested positive? Then you're not playing that game in general. And, I mean, I guess they got lucky that no one from the Vikings did it. But if they're not testing in Patriots-Chiefs today, and then someone who they would have tested,
they are.
I mean, they should.
Why are Schefter and Mortensen and all of the national people, why is nobody asking that question? I'm surprised.
Which is a really good question. They were talking about it on ESPN Radio this weekend, too. And they were talking about, like, why it looks silly now to not test on game days. But that's something the NFL just hasn't done. They tested.
Which I don't get that. Why test every other day but not on the game day?
Right, and that's probably and that's the most important. I mean, I feel like that is
the fear of a false
time.
Positive that could keep a key player out on the day of a game. I think is what I
right, but that's
have read
bad
about.
Rationale.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and the Saints had that Saturday night. They had a false positive Saturday night, and they tested all night, and it was before I guess Sunday morning technically. So that was they were able to determine that that was a false positive, but. They're going to have to be able to be flexible with their rules as well if they're going to want to be able to get optimal results and get all the games in that you want to get.
Yeah, listen, this is what these coaches and owners and everybody involved need to understand. We're in a pandemic. It's not always going to work out where it's fair competition-wise, or you know, you may get a false positive, you may lose a guy, and it sucks. That it's a false positive, and you get them right back once you figure out that it's a false positive. But unfortunately, it is what it is. And to keep everybody else safe, you have to take every positive that comes your way as, okay, that's legit. You got to isolate the guy, and he can't play. So this picking and choosing and not testing on game day, I just can't go with that. They're going to have to. If they want this season to continue, if they want to finish this season, if they want to get 16 games in for every team, they're going to have to realize that this isn't, you know, sometimes you're going to get a false positive. Just unfortunate. It's an unfortunate part of it. That's my take.
I think that will be an important thing for the NFL through the entire process is to be willing to be self-critical, right? And I think it's probably easier in a lot of ways to look for the scapegoat and say, well, we had all this laid out, you didn't do it, right? Where the real smart organization, the best way of going about it is not only be fair and look at the Titans and say, this is where we think you were wrong, but also look in the mirror and say, this is where maybe we messed up with how we laid all this out, and maybe we didn't plan this as well, and you got to forgive yourself a little bit. None of this has ever happened before, right?
Yeah.
So this is, you're going to learn as you go. And the Titans have to do the same thing. They have to be willing to admit they made some mistakes if that's the case.
Right.
Right? So Mike Vrabel has already gone out on a limb to say, we followed all the protocols. I mean, he was emphatic about that, right? It was, did he face the media? Two, three?
Yeah.
Last week, and every single time he said the same thing. We are confident that we followed the protocols. We didn't make the protocols. We followed the league's protocols. He was asked, you know, some pretty pointed questions about incubation periods. Why did you fly? All of those things. He didn't get into specifics, but he said, we're confident that we followed the protocols.
Yeah.
But they have to be willing to admit after the fact that, hey, this is where we messed up. If that's what happened.
And I hope that that's what happens. And follow me on this. Where I get lost sometimes with Mike Vrabel, and I don't know him on the level that a lot of the media do because we're doing our show. We can't go to practice, so I haven't been able to get to, you know, go to those press conferences and get to know him a little bit better. He comes off sometimes because he made a comment during this when he said we followed, you know, the league sends like 100 different memos, and the way he kind of said it. To me, came off a little sarcastic.
Yeah,
I think that's
like,
just
this is such a pain. Why are
right.
we having to do this? I can see how that could come across that way. I don't know if he meant it that way.
Right,
but you're
that's
right.
That's my point. That's my point. I think that's just him. That's just his personality. And if that's the case, then okay, that's fine. But in the midst of this, it does make me think, all right, did he take it seriously? And I, he says he did, so I'm going to take his word for it.
But remember, they did downplay it a lot on Monday. One week ago today, at this time, at 10:52 a.m., we had no idea that Shane Bowen hadn't gone to the game.
Right.
Right. So right there, that's, in retrospect, that doesn't, that raises questions if you're the league.
Right.
Right. And it raised questions the moment we figured out. So it was about an hour from now, and we're still talking about a team that's 3-0 and what an exciting start and look at all these great things. And then all of a sudden, this piece of news comes out. Hey, Shane, by the way, Shane wasn't there. He tested positive.
Right.
Ooh, wait a minute. So we have all these questions, but he really downplayed it, right? Fair to say?
Yeah, oh, he did. He did. And we
would have had no idea, although we did wonder. But based on his tone, there was only a little bit of, hey, this could turn into something, because he couldn't say, and he was asked, he couldn't say that this is not going to affect any players. Where he had sort of an opportunity, said, no, this is not going to affect any players.
Yeah, well.
And he couldn't say it, because he knew that this could happen, but he was not willing to say it on that day. So that you could argue that he downplayed it more than he maybe should have at
right.
the time.
And I'll say this, I don't think Mike Vrabel is the only coach that would do that.
That would do that
and looks at this as, oh, you know, just,
I'm a football coach. Why
let me coach.
Deal with it? Yeah.
I don't want to deal with them, because he's been asked, let's look through the first 4 weeks of the season, or 3 weeks that they've played. And they've asked questions about the mask, and we know that the NFL has issued fines on not wearing the mask on the sidelines. He hasn't been perfect about it. There's been a ton of times they've shown him on TV. And I'm not just singling him out. Other coaches, too. But the Titans have an outbreak. So I'm just, this is a lesson here that whether you agree with it or don't agree with it, there is evidence showing you now that an outbreak can happen. And if the league has determined through their research and talking to their medical experts that it's not foolproof, it's not going to 100% stop it, but wearing a mask and staying 6 feet apart will help limit it.
It helps.
Then do it. Then just follow the rules. I understand it's hard to communicate with players with your mouth covered. It is. If you're not around people and can pull it down and yell real quick, okay, do that. But then put it back up. But
I'm starting to believe, as goofy as it looks, I'm starting to believe the face shield is the way to go.
Andy Reid's got it figured out.
Well, Frank Reich has it.
Yeah,
he kind of looks like a science teacher over there. But
it reminds me of the dentist.
You laugh
office.
About it, but it's the best way. If you want to be able to talk and yell at somebody and have them be able to read you, you know, it would be impossible with the mask on. I understand why you want to take the mask off, but the clear face shield is the best way to communicate, even though it might look goofy.
I've seen some college coaches that have walked around with like a bullhorn. You know, they've been, you know, have an amplification of their voice to be able to do it that way on the practice field. Okay. You know, just get innovative.
Yeah.
And
I applaud
those people, because it's like they're buying in and they're going, all right, it's another obstacle that we're going to work through. So I'm very curious to read and to hear what the NFL finds out. And I want to hear from the Titans. I think the Titans should, this is an opportunity to be like, okay, maybe we did some things wrong. This is how we're going to fix it.
Well, along the timeline, ideally, knowing that the Titans cannot gather in their facility tomorrow, and in theory, if they're clear tomorrow, they could be practicing and gathering on Wednesday. Tomorrow should be the day that the league and the Titans announce what they find. I would have to think you could get that done by now.
I wonder if there'd be any type of suspensions, or if it's all going to be fines and draft picks.
Yeah, well, that's the verdict right there. And can you appeal that?
Yeah,
if you just take Adam Schefter's sort of accusatory report that's on ESPN.com that came out on Saturday, where it implies that Shane Bowen was the start. Shane Bowen came to work knowingly, having been around people that had coronavirus, somebody that had coronavirus. It's also in that article that the Titans dispute that they didn't follow the protocol. So what happened? So that I'm hoping we get all that resolved before the team takes the field and starts preparing for the 4-0 Bills on Sunday. So one thing we know, this has been eventful for sure. So we'll find out what's going on. Let me duck in a quick, because we're going to have Teron Davenport come on and we'll pick his brain here in just a couple of minutes. But there is a trade in the National Hockey League that's noteworthy. Two Western Conference teams. Ryan Donato from the Wild has been traded to the Sharks for a third-round pick in 2021, according to Pierre LeBrun. And there's a separate deal going on between the same two teams where the Sharks might get Devan Dubnyk, the longtime goaltender for the Wild, of course, who briefly was a Predator years and years ago. So the veteran could be going over to San Jose. So the Wild and Sharks doing some deals. They won't be the last ones with the draft tomorrow night. And we'll be all over that with great coverage. We'll get more into that tomorrow, what the Predators will be doing and the offseason, what kind of moves we've made. But it's actually an exciting time in the NHL, the postseason shufflings of personnel and then the free agency after that. All right, first things first, Teron Davenport coming up next. We'll be talking with TD here on 102.5 The Game.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.